Some Christians have learned to confuse humility with thinking badly about themselves. They believe that harsh self-criticism is spiritually mature. They may say, "I am nothing. I am useless. I should never feel good about anything I do." But humility is not self-hatred. Humility is truthful self-understanding before God. It does not exaggerate our goodness, and it does not exaggerate our worthlessness. It recognizes that every gift comes from God. Every person needs grace, and every human being is made in God's image. Self-hatred keeps the self at the center, even when the thoughts are negative. It constantly measures, compares, condemns, and rehearses failure. Humility turns toward God. It receives correction, gives thanks for grace, honors others, and takes responsibility without despair. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared before that we would walk in them." You are not your own creator, rescuer, or source of worth. You are God's workmanship. That truth leaves no room for pride, but it also leaves no room for treating yourself as worthless. A humble inner conversation might say, "I have strengths, and they are gifts from God." It might say, "I made a wrong choice, and I need to confess and repair it." It might say, "I do not know everything, so I can listen and learn." It might also say, "I am not required to accept contempt, manipulation, or abuse in order to prove that I am humble." Jesus modeled humility through loving service, obedience to the Father, courage, truth, and sacrifice. He did not agree with every accusation spoken against him. He did not call evil good. He did not confuse surrender to God with surrender to manipulation. This matters when your shame script uses spiritual language against you. A shame script may say, "A good Christian would never struggle," or, "If I set a boundary, I am selfish," or, "If I admit that I did something well, I am proud." Those statements may sound spiritual, but they are not always true. Biblical humility allows gratitude. You can thank God for progress without pretending you have arrived. You can receive encouragement without worshiping approval. You can admit weakness without making weakness your identity. You can repent without calling yourself hopeless. When you notice self-hatred, use the Wellcome tool. Wake up to the sentence. Examine it before God. Locate where the pressure is showing up in your body, emotions, relationships, or habits. Call Scripture into the conversation. Open to the Holy Spirit. Move with one faithful step. Entrust the outcome to Christ. Your new sentence might be, "I am dependent on grace, but I am not worthless." Or, "I can be honest about my failure without becoming my failure." Or, "I can receive this compliment with gratitude and give glory to God." Or, "Setting a wise boundary can be an act of truth and stewardship." Humility does not require you to shrink away from the person God is forming you to become. It invites you to stand before God without pretending, boasting, hiding, or condemning yourself. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you where honest humility is needed and where shame has been disguising itself as humility. Then practice one sentence that is both truthful and gracious. Humility bows before God. Self-hatred attacks what God has made. They are not the same.